Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, September 19th. Another thumbs down from the United Steelworkers Union after a bargaining session Tuesday with U.S. Steel. The main sticking points for the union seem to be the company's desire for a six-year deal and how much workers would pay for health care premiums. A message from union negotiators says time is running out, but they will keep trying for a few more days to avoid a strike. Another steelworkers union has taken a step toward a strike. About 15,000 workers at plants owned by ArcelorMittal have voted unanimously to give their negotiators bargaining for new contracts the right to call a strike with 2 days' notice. State lawmakers were in Pittsburgh Tuesday to support legislation to change Pennsylvania's statute of limitations in cases of child sex abuse. Here's KDKA Radio, Shelby Cassese.
Senate Bill 261 would eliminate the time limit for a sex abuse survivor to pursue criminal charges or a civil lawsuit. Representative Mark Rossi's amendment would provide a 2-year window for survivors to sue their abuser, regardless of when the abuse happened. Senator Wayne Fontana.
The grand jury report opened our eyes, and now our political leadership in Harrisburg must open their ears and hear the pleas for justice.
The amendment is expected to be introduced in the House on September 25th. Shelby Cassese, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Six people and three vehicles were shot with paintballs around Pittsburgh on Tuesday morning, and police say the incidents happened in the span of about 90 minutes from 7 to 8:30 a.m. Public safety spokesperson Alicia George talked with KDKA-TV.
For many of the victims, this happened fast. They were walking to bus stops, standing on corners waiting for rides.
Some victims say the paintballs were fired from a blue car. The locations include East Warrington and Beltsuver Avenues, Cedarhurst Street, Lincoln and Lemington Avenues, Lincoln Avenue and Lyric Street, Lincoln and Shetland Avenues, and Spring Garden Avenue. Anyone with information is asked to call Pittsburgh Police. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.